Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. The Constitution gives Congress the responsibility to pass laws, but for decades, Congress has sidestepped this responsibility by creating bureaus and agencies and giving them the authority to issue regulations, which seem to have the power of law. You can be fined or jailed for a violation of these regulations. Many of them would never have been enacted if congressmen had to vote on them, because they would have been voted out of office in the next election. So these unelected bureaucrats issue more and more of these radical job-killing regulations. One of the objectives of the Trump administration was to, quote, deconstruct the administrative state. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Not more than about 30% of the people is really totalitarian. And that's something that is observed time and time again. I don't know if you're familiar with the experiments of Solomon Asch. Solomon Asch was a psychologist who did some experiments shortly after the Second World War, in which he showed to small groups of about 8 people one line who was about 30 centimeters long, and then 3 other lines. And the first of these 3 lines was about 10 centimeters long, the second was 120 centimeters long, and then the third one was about 60 centimeters long. So it was clear in one glance of an eye, it was clear that the third line was the line that was equally, that had the same length as the first one. And that was what Solomon Asch asked to these small groups of participants, 8 participants. He asked, what do you think? Which line have the same length? And the first seven of the participants actually were collaborators of Solomon Asch, and they were all instructed to give the wrong answer. They were all instructed to say that line one and that two lines were equally wrong, who were absolutely not equally long. Upon hearing that the first 7 participants all gave the wrong answer, of which a blind man could see that this was wrong, the 8th participant, in 75% of the cases, gave the same wrong answer. So it was really amazing to see.
Hey there. How are you? Boy, I sound like Peter on the Brady Bunch. Always goes after my voice. Seriously. Welcome. I can't wait to get your input in this first hour. There's so much I want to talk about, and that was Professor Matthias Desmet, who, hat tip Mike, thinks, who really discusses a human experiment that is so true. It is so true. And that is the experiment where they put a line on the paper, and then they put 2 more lines that were obviously bigger and longer than the first one. And then the fourth line matched the first line. So 1 in 4 matched and 2 in 3 were considerably off. And the 7 respondents were supposed to say what line matched number 1. Well, the obvious answer was number 4. But they were in on the experiment, and so they went ahead and said it was not number 4. The obvious answer was not the truth. And 75% of the rest of the people, upon hearing the wrong answer, even though they could see the right answer, said it's the wrong answer. They went along. And I want to talk to you a lot about that today, because and I do have some hope in this show today, and I hope we can open some eyes and really discuss what is the biggest problem in the room right now. And the biggest problem in the room right now is not moronic variant. Okay. It's just so funny to me, how they repackaged this thing 4 times, but it's not that. It's groupthink. And we're going to be talking about that a lot. Patrick Wood is on the show, today too. Also, and I do want to talk about January 6th a little bit too, with the arrest of Stuart Rhodes. I want to talk about that because it's very intriguing about how that could play out for so many people, what they're doing, and what they're doing is unconscionable. Wow. So we'll talk about that too in today's show. So a couple of events too. Number one, or maybe I just have the one right now, unless some people want to call in. There is a dinner up north, February 12th, and that is at Liberty Hall. And I'm on the Love and Liberty app, which I'm so proud to be there with so many wonderful other talk show hosts. And they did this last year. I actually spoke at last year's Valentine's Day event, and it's a really wonderful event. So I really do hope you go. They have beautiful music, and it's a nice dinner. It's a fabulous dinner. And Pam Openshaw will be talking about the Constitution, and this is February 12th, Saturday night. You can go with your honey and go get some tickets. Just all you have to do is contact Molly@loveandliberty.net. That is a .net address, but Molly@loveandliberty.net. I'll put this on show notes for you. I'm supposed to be in censorship jail, but I think they forgot because I was able to post. Yay! So I was supposed to be there for another 30 days, but I was just kind of testing the water to see, and I got through. So I'll post as long as I can. It's kind of amazing, isn't it, that we have censorship jail on social media? Isn't that? Think about that for a moment. Think about where we're at right now. Whew. Okay. You know, a child up north got an assignment, and this is an elementary school. And it was all about the mask, and it was pages and pages and pages of you need to wear it. It's wonderful. You're keeping other people safe. Color the mask. You love this. This is the best thing you can do for society and keep yourself so healthy, breathing in your own little, you know, snotty nose and toxins all day. I just couldn't believe it. So a mama bear that I know went in and tore the teacher a new one and said, how dare you do this? And the principal actually backed it up and said, you know, you're right. You can come in every day and watch class if you want, because you're right. That should not have been done. I mean, that's going a little far. But some of these teachers are taking it into their own whatever and deciding what the kids get to do for an exercise. Color the cute little mask. Get used to it. Be harnessed the rest of your life. You'll love it. And selling them on this idea. And it's pure propaganda, which means, and that tells me that it took this mama bear going in right away to confront and say, hey, you can't do this. This is ridiculous. I can show you, or like Alan Stevo says, I can show you 376 reasons why they're harmful. Why are you telling the kids that they're perfectly safe and wonderful? And so, and the principal did have to back it up because the person, the mama bear, was right. But had nobody confronted that and had they not stood up to that, then maybe the principal would not have been aware that the teacher was doing this. This was up north this last week. So just so we're all on the same page, if we don't keep being the person, the lion that stands up in the room and says no, they'll just keep getting away with stuff. And sadly, too many teachers are very, very liberal, and we're having a problem with that. So here we are in this moment of moronic variant in January. And I swear every day I should do the share, and I can't stand share, by the way, but the snap out of it moment. Do you guys remember this clip from Moonstruck?
Snap out of it!
Okay. I feel like that's what we should be doing all the time on the show, because it's there's just not too many people that are going to keep calling it out. And I apologize that we have to keep calling it out, but we do. So here's your snap out of it moment. This is your snap out of it moment today, sponsored by the weirdo Cher, who's had more plastic surgery than anyone on earth. Here we go. They took a thing that we get every winter called the flu and renamed it four different times. It's all the same symptoms. That's all they've done. They've just renamed it. Please stop being so gullible to believe that when they announce a new name, everyone in the world has this new thing within a week, and it's the new thing instead of what they named it 3 months ago. It's all the same thing. It's all the same symptoms. Whether you get a mild version or not is solely dependent on your nutritional deficiency, not because it's the mystery disease coming to get you. And that's just like every year. Some years you get the flu, some years you don't. So the repackaging of it every few months to sell you on what we call hypochondriasis, okay? This is what they do to drive fear. So you'll get their solution, their shots. And they have four solutions all ready for you right now. And they did this so they could create a privacy-ending digital card. It's going to be combined with the driver's license that gives the government huge amounts of control over you. With enough fear, they will say what they have to be able to document everyone. Congress just passed the bill. Your own Congressman Stewart just passed the bill to fund this new system. And so they did this so they could make a profit, not only from their solutions, their shots every month, but because their solutions completely decimate your natural immune response, corrupt your health, which in turn gives them more profit for pharma. So we are building a society that will not know life without constant pharma and constant doctors. And we're also going to find out that their endless renaming and endless new solutions will stop people from being able to have kids. They're already seeing these problems occur. So if you can't see this by now, turn off the TV, start listening to thousands and thousands of whistleblowers trying to warn you, risking everything. Because if we keep believing every new lie, it's going to impact all of our liberty going forward. And this is why we speak out endlessly on it. This impacts my liberty, my family's liberty, how you or whoever out there is listening, keep believing it. Keep uttering it. Keep talking, like keep up the lie, right? So now we're in our fourth repackaging. They might as well just come out with the new one for February and just call it hypochondriacitis, right? Seriously, that's where we're at right now. That's what it is. And as long as we keep feeding the beast, it doesn't go away. So the bottom line is we all need to understand this, and we all need to keep sharing this with everybody we know. And this was brought to you by the snap out of it moment.
Snap out of it!
So there you go. When I come back, there's a couple of things I want to share with you. Some hope. I want to get your take on something that I want to talk about, and that involves you. So please call in 888-673-1450. Might as well just put it in your phone as a contact, like for speed dial. I would appreciate that. That'd be awesome. 888-673-1450. And I want to take your call because I want to talk about the fact that people are inherently good. Not inherently bright, but inherently good. And there really is something to that statement right now that I think we all need to understand. It's kind of a gut check moment when you realize, okay, you know, People want good things. They do. And I have some things to discuss with you like this, but I do want your take on that. Right now, 2 years later. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
The Constitution gives Congress the responsibility to pass laws, but for decades, Congress has sidestepped this responsibility by creating bureaus and agencies and giving them the authority to issue regulations, which seem to have the power of law. You can be fined or jailed for a violation of these regulations. Many of them would never have been enacted if congressmen had to vote on them, because they would have been voted out of office in the next election. So these unelected bureaucrats issue more and more of these radical job-killing regulations. One of the objectives of the Trump administration was to, quote, deconstruct the administrative state. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I see all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Love it. Anyway, hi, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. And I also want to mention, of course, Garage Doors Only, because their ad just cracks me up every time I hear it. If you listen to the ads in between the segments of the show from our station, you'll know why the ad is just hysterical. Garage Doors Only, you guys, you got my vote. So good. Anyway, Garage Doors Only, it's the only place to go. Support our local stores like this, where this is all that they do. So they're very, very good at it. And they're just, they're responsive and they have great customer service and they're going to help you choose the right doors. And sometimes a new garage door can change the whole look of your house. So please, by all means, make sure that you are going to Garage Doors Only. They're great people, great patriots. And also Dr. Diet, get over to Dr. Diet if you're in your New Year's resolution still struggling, because now we're 2 weeks out. This is the struggle time. Just get over there and get the accountability and get the tools that will help you. Don't sit there and struggle. There's no need to. You can have so many things that can actually help you get through this so much easier and actually help you to stick to it. So go and mention us. You get $25 off when you mention us. So mention the show. You'll love them and you'll kick the weight. That's how I did it. And it was awesome. I'm telling you, it's great. All right. So let me take a phone call first. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I'm drawing some correlations.
Uh-huh.
Between the 1913 Supreme Court and 2022.
Okay.
To start it, 13, they weren't upholding the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
Federal Reserve, and what was the other one they did?
I'm trying to think.
My mind's cramped.
I know. My mind this week.
Separation or some? Oh, darn it. I can't believe I'm not thinking of this.
There's
a Federal Reserve, and...
Anyway, you'll think of it. Call back. You'll think of it.
Kate?
Yeah.
Okay, now, the second one was the 2022.
Mm-hmm.
They're not upholding the Constitution either.
Yeah.
And they proved it. They put it down right there that they don't believe that everyone's equal under the law.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. You know, I had some questions about yesterday about what I was saying. I know that they weren't there to argue the efficacy of the shots. The problem for me with, and I'm glad SCOTUS said no to, you know, a company's 100 and over, but the fact that they said it was still okay to make people do it in the healthcare field and federal employees, they skimmed over the fact that we were in the middle of an experiment. And I'm sorry, but we have laws that say we cannot do that. We can't make people be part of an experiment. And that's what I'm frustrated over, is the fact that they glided over that and acted as if we were not in an experiment and that this shot was perfectly safe. And then who has to get it? Do you know what I mean? So it was the underlining foundational premise that was completely skipped over. I would have absolutely loved to have seen them say, hey, we're in an experiment. You can't make anyone do this. You can't make anybody be part of an experiment. End of story. That would have been the optimal. We didn't have the biggest win on the planet yesterday. Not only that, it was just an injunction. So it's going to move forward. We'll see how that goes. But the problem is that people aren't recognizing the fact that they skipped over the fact that we're in an experiment. The answer should have been an overwhelming, hell no, you can't make anyone inject something in their body that could harm them. And that is harming them, right? That was my issue yesterday. And I think it's a fair issue. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. You are live right now.
Okay. The popular vote for the senators was the second item in 1913.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Really appreciate that. Yeah, my brain's fried by the end of the week, if you haven't noticed on Fridays. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. So in this craziness of yesterday, I heard somebody point out, and I've thought about it since I heard this earlier today. This was a win for the Second Amendment.
Why is that?
This split SCOTUS decision. Now, and I thought, what in the heck is this guy saying? He said, who has the gun? The nurses or the truck drivers? Because if you think we've got a supply chain issue now, if they had said, oh yeah, and then truck drivers, either they're going to have armed resistance or they're going to park their trucks and good luck getting lettuce. And so it was a political calculation in this person's opinion on the part of Kavanaugh and Roberts to not let OSHA do it, but to let CMS do it.
I don't know if I'm on board with that completely. I think that there's some errors, but that's just me.
I don't know that I'm 100% there either.
Yeah.
But I thought it was an interesting argument.
Right. Interesting. All right. Thank you for that. You know, because of the fact that they wanted to appease this crazy, and I think they wanted a doorway in to the fact that they don't want to acknowledge that we're in an experiment. That's what I think. I think that it's all about, has nothing to do with gun control. I think it's everything to do with the fact that let's not acknowledge that this is an experiment, because everybody on the planet realizes what happened in Nazi Germany, realizes Nuremberg laws, realizes what happened, and that they don't want to admit that we're in an awful, horrific experiment. So they want to be able to glide over it so then they can just solely discuss and keep the conversation on who gets to do it rather than should they do it, right? Should they be able to in the first place? That's my take. Because that's a huge thing, isn't it? To be made to be part of an experiment, and that's okay by the court. That's okay with the Supreme Court. That's not okay. I mean, yeah, you can leave your job, but the fact that they're putting a job on the line, your career on the line for that, and you have to choose, that's sad to me. So I was talking about good people, inherently good, inherently not, you know, being incredible. And I have to be kind of mean when I say this in a way, but it helps me to understand that people are inherently good and they all want what's good. It's just everybody has a different way of going about it. And I have to keep that fresh in my mind so I don't get so frustrated, because it's that, and we'll talk about this later in the show, but it's that hanging tension in the air right now that's really hard. And I have to consistently remind myself, just as a Christian, that people are inherently good, that the things that the reason they want to control, as far as the leftists, I'm not talking about the dictators on high, I'm talking about just the leftists, people inherently want to do something good for all, but it's the way they go about it and the way that they think is right to go about it, right? And I was recalling this story I had read a couple of years ago, and And it was about this guy and his wife who went to a little European town, and the town got a lot of tourism, and the people lived in poverty around this town. And his wife noticed that there was a baboon colony in the village and had saved some fruit and some bread from breakfast to feed the baboons. Okay. And one of the locals spotted what she was thinking before she did it. And as the alpha male baboon would have probably ripped her arm off, he said, you know, this is a bad idea. You don't just go up and feed them, because it's just you're kind of messing with things. Even though you have good intention, you're messing with us. And so she put the fruit and the bread back in her bag. But before she did that, the local asked, well, can I have that for my family? If you're not going to give it to the baboon, you know, I know you're a tourist. Can I have that? And he said it was the best meal that they'd had all week. Sometimes we just don't think. We just don't think. It's like the cobblers down in South America, when Tom's Footwear decided that they, for every pair of shoes you bought, you would buy a pair of shoes, you know, that would pay for another pair of shoes for somebody poor. Well, what did that do? It put the cobblers out of business. It put the cobblers out of business. People were getting shoes from the company for free. Sometimes we just don't think about the problems that are going to arise, right? And so people, I think, honestly, and I've done a lot of research on this. I really have. They like to show their good self. They really do. The people that are wearing masks, that are fearful, that are so crazy fearful and hypochondriacitis, they truly think that they're doing that for the very good of you. They think they're saving you and helping you. It's misguided. It's not backed up by anything. There's no evidence to show it, but they think so. They think so. People donate. People will pitch in a crowd for somebody else. I mean, I would say the majority of people out there are pretty inherently good, and they want what's good. They just are so easily misled when they're in a group. Isn't that the crux of it? When they're in a group, things change. Kind of like our intro experiment. You hear somebody give the wrong answer, you don't want to stand out, you give the wrong answer too. Even though it's right in front of your face, you give the wrong answer. You don't want to buck the system. You don't want to be the one person. And I do realize that you know, having that kind of courage to stand up to this every day isn't easy either. And certain personalities are going to be more okay with that than others. I get it. But I have to always keep reminding myself that people do or really do want to show their best self. Even if they're not, they want to show that to the world. There's a lot of people out there that really do want to create that feeling out there, you know, and they want to feel good. They want to pat themselves on the back. They want to look in the mirror and say, I've done something for somebody else. Problem is that we're so easily misled on how to do that. And we don't read enough, and we don't look enough at enough stuff. We don't. You know, I know, I realize I've done a lot of hours of research. Okay. I realize that you have done a lot of research, and not everybody does that. But it is the truth, though, and we have to keep reminding ourselves of that truth. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Molly is the singer in the band. Desmond said to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says that she takes it by the hand. Oh, righty, oh, righty, life goes on. Ah, righty, the life goes on. Oh, righty, oh, righty, life goes on. Ah, righty, the life goes on.
Hey there, welcome. Welcome back. Hey, Dally Show. I will take your calls. I got a caller on hold right now, and I will take them. So, welcome you back. And also, just wanted to, that's the Beatles, Obla-Dee, Obla-Da. I just wanted to mention also, get over to ABC Auto Body Central. You just cannot have a better place to fix your car, the auto body in your car. And even if things go wrong on the inside, too, they're so good, and they're so responsive, and they'll work with the insurance company for you. That should be your very first call. And these people are true patriots. They're very good at their job. They've been doing it for decades. And ABC, I just wouldn't, the 5-star rating should say it all. They are fantastic. ABC Auto Body Central, you'll get the fairest price. And they are just honest. And I love that about them. So let me go ahead and take a phone call, shall I? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Hey, that action by the Supreme Court yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it was a victory or a defeat?
Well, I think it was both. It was good to see.
Yes.
It was good to see them do that, except that they, like I said, they slid right over the fact we're in an experiment, and that is not good for us.
Yes. I have to say I see it as a defeat.
Yeah.
Pretty unambiguously, because they are establishing by precedent and by implication that it is constitutional, because they're not saying it's unconstitutional.
You're
but
right.
The Supreme Court is saying that the federal government has the right to mandate medical procedures on any section of the American population.
Yes.
And what all they've done is narrow it down to medical professionals, but it's a foot in the door, and that door is going to get pushed ever wider open, I believe.
I absolutely agree with you, because, you know, there was no evidence to say that they needed to do that. So nobody could show a stick of evidence. And so when they did that, it was you're right. It was a bad move, actually. So I'm not.
Yes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
If this process goes to its completion, it's going to cement that principle into place.
Yeah.
And it is not, it should not be constitutional. It should not be regarded as such.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your call. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It's true. We better face that fact, too. Sometimes what we think, I think, are victories, like we've just been talking about. When you look down the road a little bit, they're not. And it's kind of like with people, too. They don't look down the road far enough. They really don't. And I've learned that over the last 10 years. You know, I know this sounds funny, but I want to shake people so bad and just say, can you see the whole pharma from the last 150 years, can you see what they've done with pharma? Can you see how they built public health? Can you please just see the truth about public health and why they desperately needed public health in this country? Not needed it in a good way, needed it to implement things that implemented control and can implement harm and have implemented harm. Do you see that these are well-laid plans? Can you please see this? Because when you go through the whole history of all of these things, when you finally realize and the light bulb goes on and you see how they used public health, they used it. And they used it to sell it as inherently good. And what they've done with it now has not been inherently good. And you can see it with pharma, and you can see it with so many things on this show that we go back to the history of it and we showcase and we have the evidence to prove how they had to lie to get these things going. Pharma was built on a lie. The vaccination program from the beginning built on a lie. A solid lie. And so if you have to lie to get it in, what they did was they took advantage of the inherently good, but incredibly stupid, right? Not incredibly bright populace who would buy into the inherently good part of it. See, everybody thinks we have to have pharma and we have to have the vaccine programs and we have to have public health or we could not run as a populace. But that is not true. It is not true. And it's so hard because I want to shake people so badly and tell them this. How do you get this to people's minds? Because the first thing they want to do is say, I don't agree, I don't agree, I don't agree. I can't listen to you. It goes against everything I've been told. Why don't you just ask me why I think that? We'll start there. Just please ask me a question so we can have a conversation about it instead of being defensive, right? Hi, caller. I know, I'm trying. That's the tough part. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Ooh. There are so many important subjects you bring up, and we can go on for hours. First of all, getting to what you're talking about now, what essentials, we have to have epistemology. We have to decide and learn how do you arrive at the truth in a very logical fashion. And then you have to value that truth. And that means you put, that's a common term for that is intellectual integrity. Mm-hmm. You put the truth ahead of everything, ahead of what your priest tells you, ahead of what your family tells you, what everybody else tells you. And when you do that, and you'll stop conforming.
Right.
The average person who stands for freedom is a misfit in today's society. we need to welcome being a misfit.
Right.
But I wanted to talk about your bigger issue of are we inherently good or bad?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an hour subject, but I'll just try to bring up a few points. First of all, from a psychological perspective, there are several psychological theories that one support both sides of that issue.
Mm-hmm.
The psychoanalytic Freudian theory tends to say we have bad tendencies and we need to fight them and get insight into them to control them. There's a whole humanistic psychological theories, personality theories, like Rogerian psychology that have the opposite view. Man's inherently good. From a Christian theological position, basically the Christian position, God's position, is that we're inherently bad ever since the fall of Adam,
right,
and that we have to fight and follow God's law in response. Now, that's also countered by the fact that many of us, hopefully many of us, are become children of God. They go through justification, born-again Christian position, experience,
mm-hmm,
and then go through the sanctification experience where we have an urge to do good and follow him. And then, of course, in John, first, it's a God is that which is, greater is he that is in us than is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have God in us if we're chosen children. So that's a complicated area. Let me give you my position. And of course, my position has to be Christian because I'm Christian. But what's important is that people are good and bad at different times. And what we need to do is determine what is good and
mm-hmm
what isn't bad. From a political perspective, what is good is we have individual rights. I believe in many of us believe God-given,
mm-hmm,
and we need to enforce those rights and protect the rights of others wherever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on and on. Well,
right,
what's good and bad? And then, so once we identify what's good and bad, then we need to have the courage to apply it to our lives and to the society.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate that. Thank you. I know I'm going to play a clip for you that helps you to deal with people in the next hour. It's really good. It'll really define what we're going through right now and really help you kind of understand what we're dealing with and how to deal with it gracefully. That's the tough part. That's the tough part. But you have to look at this as a whole. Why are people wearing the masks? It's delusional, right? They're actually harming themselves. But why are they wearing them? Why do they want you to wear them? Because they really do believe that it's the best thing to do. They actually believe that the mask will help. That means that that section of society, even as crazy as they get over it and violent, they really do believe that they're doing something good for society. And I can't discount that. They really do believe it. It's so delusional, but they do believe. And I have to remember that so that I don't get too angry on the inside, that they really are suckered into that. So... but they're not doing it because they're trying to be mean to people. They're doing it because they think it'll help. So I think we're inherently good. We're just not inherently bright. That sounded mean, didn't it? It did. It really sounded mean. I didn't really mean it to sound mean. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with your previous caller about the fact that we're basically, mm-hmm, where our tendency is toward evil since the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, you know, you were playing the Solomon Asch earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you played it before, but Stanley Milgram, the experiments,
yes,
obedience,
yes,
to authority.
Yeah, lots of shows.
And yeah, I mean, that seems to be the environment that we're in nowadays. What really does seem to be missing in people is you might call it the small voice of conscience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. And trying to listen to that, you know, when God whispers, man, people don't know how to listen to that anymore, and they're far from it. So we have a problem, don't we?
Yeah. It's somebody explained to me one time, you know, you can either eat well or you can sleep well.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and you know, the people that eat well are the ones who will cut corners and just do what they're told. Knowing that what they're doing is wrong, and the people that sleep well don't have the nightmares at night for knowing, you know, they don't eat real well, but they can sleep well because they know they haven't done these things to people.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the call. Really, I do. So, you know, there was this going around, and I wanted to address this real fast. A message, right? They couldn't go to the pool, so the people met and swam in oceans and lakes and built saunas together. They couldn't go to restaurants, so the people had dinner parties and potlucks. They couldn't go to clubs, so the people had epic dance parties. They couldn't go to the gym, so people ran up mountains and lifted rocks and chopped firewood. And they couldn't go to grocery stores, so they gathered wild herbs and farmed, right? They couldn't go to sports, so they created their own. They were told they couldn't travel, but found ways. They lost their jobs, so they created new ones. Look, I agree with that in the way that we are very resilient in opening windows when doors by government are shut and doors by corporations are shut, because now it's the businesses and all the people that we, you know, churches even, you know, everybody's kind of in on this. So as they keep closing doors on you, you find windows that work. That's being resilient. It's not optimal because we shouldn't have to be put in this position. We should have our freedom and liberty. But I want to say this because I just want to concentrate on the resilience part. What's happening with healthcare is probably going to be better for many of us in the long run, because more doctors and nurses will leave these systems and under the thumb of medical directors at hospitals that are pathetic, and they will get out from under that and they will create new systems to help. And that's a good thing, right? And there are a lot of good things that can come from this. And really being resilient on our own, right? So learning how to be more resilient without having to rely on so many other people that can be quite delusional for help. So there are good things that can happen. There are windows, and we always have to look for those to have that hope still. But the sad part is that when people aren't wanting to learn and don't ask questions and want to sit in their own group think, then what happens is other people lose their liberty. And that's the disconnect. People aren't realizing the impact that has. The more people that go, so is Omicron, is that worse? Is my fatigue and my headache going to be worse now? I mean, we're running around over a headache and fatigue and muscle aches. It's the flu. And people are believing every new lie, every new lie, every new lie. And so I'm not quite sure how to stop that. I don't know. I'm sure if we can. But I know that at the end of my life, I have to be able to say I did everything in my power to wake people up. But I also had to do it with graciousness, and I have to remember that I need to treat people kindly too. And it's tough right now. I get it. It's so hard. I want to slap people more than I want to be kind. I'm just being honest. But I have to remember that, because at the end of the day, how I treat people in this circus is going to be what matters. And that's probably one of the more true tests of this, because so many generations have had these tests, right? We've been through this before. But how are we going to act? Are you going to be the Gestapo? Are you going to be that guy, the one that's totally uneducated, that's ordering people and tattletelling and the little narc? Are you going to be the kind person that tries to get people to wake up and fights? I mean, what are we going to be at the end of the day? It really does depend on how we treat people. That I know. And I have to consistently remind myself of that. It's been really hard the last 2 years. I have to admit, it's one of my failings. getting too frustrated. So I'll be right back. And I want to talk about January 6th, because there's some lessons here I think we all need to be very, very aware of, too. Be right back.